the Disney Parks Podcast is now on Stitcher Radio on demand. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices using the Stitcher application. Find it free on your App Store or at Stitcher.com. Now on Stitcher Radio on demand. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, show number 48 for the week of Thursday, May 30th, 2013. My name is Park Hopper John, and I am joined by the lovely Park Hopper Sid.
Good evening.
And we are from www.parkhoppers.com. Joining us, as always, is Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
And our other co-host is the lovable, huggable Tony Calcinova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Hello, everyone.
Well, today we're going to talk about our top 10 places to see fireworks at Walt Disney World. And when we talk fireworks, we're really talking about Wishes at the Magic Kingdom, Illuminations at Epcot, and Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios. Those are the three main fireworks shows that we're talking about. And we're each going to take a couple of different places and tell you our favorite places to see the fireworks. And I get to start. Well, at number 10, one of the best places to see Wishes is on the ferry boat going back and forth between the Ticketing and Transportation Center and the Magic Kingdom. Now, this is a great spot to see the show. The downside is you don't really get to hear the show. So if hearing the show is really important to you, then I would even suggest standing very close to the ferry boat dock at Ticketing and Transportation Center, and they pipe in the music for you there. But there's nothing more romantic than being on the end of the boat closest to the parks and watching the fireworks on the water. You're in the middle of Seven Seas Lagoon. It's just an incredible place to watch the fireworks. And that's my number 10.
Well, number 9 brings us to Illuminations. And this was a group effort. We've decided that one of the best places to watch Illuminations is the outside seating area at the bar for the Rose and Crown Pub. This is a little free seating area. It is first come, first serve, but there are no trees to block your way. And if you get a good seat, even have a beer for the time, get one person to reserve a table while everyone else wanders around the park and just hold that seat for you. It's just a beautiful spot. Music is great. There's the torch right there. It's just really a beautiful place to be.
And number 8 is Wishes from the train station in the Magic Kingdom. If you can, get there early, grab your seat, pull it up to the railing, and just wait for the magic to happen.
All right, for number 7, I feel very strongly about Tokyo Dining for Illuminations. Tokyo Dining, of course, is a restaurant that does accept reservations in advance. Sometimes they'll take walk-ins as well. So if you're like me and just appreciate your fireworks along with a good meal, Tokyo Dining is a wonderful place to dine and see the fireworks at the same time. Now, just remember, before you're seated, you need to request with the hostess to be placed near a window. So it wouldn't hurt to show up, you know, a little bit early before the fireworks begin. There's also a balcony right outside. So if you don't get a table by the window, it's perfectly okay, and they understand. People do it all the time. You can actually get up from your table and go out to that outdoor balcony and watch the fireworks as they, you know, go off in the middle of the lake there. And that's just a really fun experience. Again, I think it would be a really romantic evening as well, just to go and check that out, especially with a good meal and, you know, some libations, that kind of thing.
I'm going to stay in World Showcase along with Krista and Sid. And another great place to see Illuminations is right in front of the Germany Pavilion. In fact, a little known fact is this is the first place that Park Hopper Sid and I ever saw Illuminations. We were lucky enough to grab a picnic table, which I'm not 100% sure they're still there. And we shared the back end of a picnic table to watch the show. We shared it with another family, and I think they were from like Wisconsin or Canada, one of those two places. And we sat on one side of the picnic table. They sat on the other, and we were having people run. I would run and get something to eat or drink and then bring it back, and then Sarah would run and get something to eat and drink and bring it back. We were there for probably an hour and a half. It was incredible. It's a great place to see it. There's not a lot of obstruction, But right in front of the Germany Pavilion, if you can get a good seating spot, I would highly encourage you to check out Luminations from in front of the Germany Pavilion.
I'm going to add to John's and say not only was it the first time we saw Illuminations, this was our first time as adults that we had ever gone to Disney. And we were there with a friend, and so two people would run away and one person would sit there and talk to this other family. So it was really just, it was a wonderful first introduction into Disney for us. And this is really what made us fall in love with Disney. That being said, the number five spot to watch fireworks at Walt Disney World has to be the beach at the Polynesian to watch Wishes. Not only are you not inside the park, which sometimes can be a little crowded and sometimes can, you know, you can struggle to get out once the fireworks are done, but you're on a beautiful, quiet beach with nothing but the music being piped in. So it's really just beautiful. And you can see the entire, you know, spectrum of the fireworks. Sometimes if you're too close, you may miss those special times they do things on the sides. And this is just really a beautiful panoramic view of the castle of Space Mountain and all of the fireworks going on. The only thing you might miss is a little bit of the smaller fireworks. They shoot off right there in front of the castle, but you won't even miss it in such a beautiful, tranquil location.
Number four is a semi-top secret location. If you are staying at Walt Disney World using your DVC points, head on over to Bay Lake Tower and go to the top of the World Lounge. And this secret location, you can go outside on the observation deck and hear Wishes because they pipe in the music, see Wishes because it's right in front of you, and have a nice cocktail and maybe a little appetizer, and say hi to Mike. And all the other great wait staff up there, and tell them that the Disney Park Podcast sent you. And you'll be amazed at the view. You really think that all of this firework action happens right over the castle. And this gives you a different perspective and a different view. But I will tell you, you will enjoy it twice as much from the top of the World Lounge.
Yeah, I was going to chime in on that too, because it's very interesting to watch the show from that angle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a great perspective. And my favorite part about when you're at the top of the World Lounge and you're watching the fireworks is being able to see inside of New Fantasyland and see all the new construction. And I think that adds a whole lot to it. That's a great choice, Tony.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love seeing Wishes from the top of the World Lounge. I think for number three, though, we're going to talk about the bridge near the boardwalk to see Illuminations. Of course, this is another spot that you can go and check out the fireworks without a park ticket. So again, if you only have, you know, a half day or something like that, it's fun to just go and walk over. It can be a little bit obstructed by trees, but you get the feeling of it and for it. And if you have good company, it's still quiet enough where you can talk to each other, even though you can hear the fireworks and see them. So it's just a really nice spot, too, that a lot of people don't know about. A great place to go check out Illuminations.
All right. My number two place to see fireworks at Disney comes with a disclaimer. It's really not safe to be watching the fireworks while you're driving. But if you happen to be heading towards Epcot from downtown Disney at around 9 o'clock, you're going to be treated to an incredible perspective on the Illuminations fireworks show. Park Hopper Sid and I were heading home a few days ago, and right at 9 o'clock, the fireworks started. And what's really incredible is we know how far off the road the fireworks show really is because it's contained inside of, you know, World Showcase. But it looked like it was literally on the side of the road. So you can't park and watch. Please don't hear me say that. But if you happen to be driving towards Epcot on Buena Vista Drive, you will be treated to a spectacular view of Illuminations. And it's really kind of cool to see everybody roll their windows down and listen for the fireworks and to watch it just from the perspective of driving down the road. It's just incredible. It's one of those things about being on Disney property, because truly, magic happens everywhere you look. If you happen to be at the right place at the right time, you can see some incredible views. So my number two, again, don't do this on purpose. If you happen to be driving down Buena Vista Drive towards Epcot from Downtown Disney, Illuminations is a great way to see the show.
I think John is saying that this is a beautiful view for passengers in a vehicle.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Passengers get a great view. Drivers, nah, not so much.
All right, that brings us to number one. And please know that these are not in any particular order. These are just our top 10 altogether. So, and our number one brings us to Fantasmic. Now, yes, anyone who has ever seen Fantasmic knows there's really only one place to see it. Inside the theater. We know this. But even inside the theater, there can be some spots that you prefer and some spots that are still great, but maybe not the top of your list. Personally, I like to get there as early as possible, be as close into the front of the line, get in, and go all the way to the left. This is the house left section, which means everybody else is pretty much seated to your right. Be all the way over there, be maybe halfway up in the seating. If you're too far down, the water is going to block a lot of the fun stuff that you can see behind on the wall and in the actual scenery. And also, if the wind is blowing the right direction, you're going to get wet. So be about halfway up, far left section. I like that because it gives you a totally different perspective of the show itself. And I'm an old theater geek, so I love watching them get all set up for the scenes that are going to happen while the projection is still going on. And so it's just really a nice, for me, it's a really nice twist on a great show. I love that show. It is honestly my favorite. And so just to see it from a little bit of a different perspective really adds so much to it. And that is our top 10. If you have a great place that you love to see fireworks anywhere in Walt Disney World, whether it's Wishes, Illuminations, Fantasmic, or one of the special fireworks show they do during the year, please let us know. And you can email us at thecrew@DisneyParksPodcast and share your favorite spot.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of our show. You can call the Disney Park Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave us a message 24 hours a day. We're waiting for your voicemail. You can email your questions and comments to thecrew@DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPK Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at DisneyPK Podcast. Help us out by subscribing to us in iTunes. And while you're in iTunes, don't forget to rate us and review us. That helps us bubble up to the top of the iTunes charts. You can find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Don't forget to visit us at DisneyParkPodcast.com, where you can see our blog, our event page, and more Disney podcast greatness. And our great shows are all archived there. So don't forget to visit us there at DisneyParksPodcast.com. And don't forget, join us next Tuesday as we discuss Disney news, rumors, and so much more here on the Disney Parks Podcast. And we'll see you in the parks. Tony Casano from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DBTN page. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com or go out to iTunes and search for WDW-DBTN Facts. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDW-DBTN Facts on iTunes.
Well, I'm Park Hopper John, and I come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. You can find us on the internet at www.wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us all across the social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, at WDW Park Hoppers. Please sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot of great information, a lot of fun stuff that we're putting in there. And you can always sign up to get our blog post articles sent directly to your email for absolutely free. We also encourage you to go out to teamparkhoppers.com and Team Park Hoppers on Facebook. Help us to raise money while we're running and having a great time at all these great Run Disney events.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing, and you'll be kept up to date with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter at Disney Ways, and we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.